God's word for you, Mark 6, verses 39 and 40. Then he directed all of them to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. This is the word of the Lord. Jesus directed them. He gave instructions, and these were followed by everyone without question. What was about to happen could have brought about chaos. People could easily have been trampled, hurt, even killed by one another in a scramble for food suddenly made available to them. But instead, the Lord had them sit in groups. In Greek, group by group. In their culture, sitting was not as common as reclining, and you can see that in Esther 7:8 and Matthew 26:7 and other places. But whatever their posture, they did as he instructed them. The church asks Christ, "Tell me where you rest your sheep at midday," and adds, this is Psalm 119, verse 60, "I will hurry and I will not delay to obey your commands." Mark adds the detail of the green grass, either on account of Peter's recollection in his preaching or because Mark himself might possibly have been present as a young man, and we can compare that with Mark 14:51. John, that is John 6 verse 4, says that this took place near the time of the Passover. In Israel, the winter rains turn the foliage green for a few weeks or even a couple of months in March and April. Otherwise, the plants struggle for water. But here the shepherd looks after his flock and fulfills the words of David quite literally. "He makes me lie down in green pastures." The groups on this grass would be a convenient way of serving them all. Mark says they sat in groups of hundreds and fifties. This would also explain how the disciples were able to get an accurate count of the men, and each of the Gospels is consistent with the number of the men, 5,000, besides women and children. This establishes the arena of the miracle, as when the angel would tell John, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshipers there," in Revelation 11, the first verse. Sitting in these groups would therefore also help everyone in the crowds to pay attention to what was going to happen. Jesus had in mind, as always, to give glory to his heavenly Father by the display of the coming miracle. "They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might," Psalm 145, verse 11. See how the Lord directs the people in order to bless them. See how he directs our lives in such a way as to bless us, to display his glory, and to provide us with the things that we need the most. Sometimes this will be earthly things like food and shelter, medicine, and other care. But his heart is always on the condition of our souls. He wants to strengthen our faith. So do not run away from the blessings of word and sacrament. "My soul faints with longing for your salvation," the psalm says, "but I have put my hope in your word." In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.